because bad feelings about important occasions could linger for years. But it was hard sometimes to bite her tongue. I thought we were having traditional seating. Rachel shrugged.
It's a bit old-fashioned to stick to a formula. And does it matter that much where you sit, as long as you're on the top table?
It matters to me very much. Molly looked at her daughter, but Rachel had brushed her hair over her eyes and was pretending to try out a new style. When the fiddling with the hairbrush went on for longer than it needed to, Molly realized the seating change was a done deal. If she made a big fuss, she'd be the one in the wrong, as far as her daughter was concerned. She moved to stand by the window, colours blurring as she blinked her eyes and looked out at the garden. She suddenly remembered her own wedding day and had to stuff her hand into her mouth not to sob. So much hope, so much joy. She had to start fighting back more skillfully. They were steamrolling her. Only, was it worth creating a fuss about this? It was Rachel's wedding, after all, not hers. The trouble was, these days she couldn't be bothered to fight back most of the time. It was all just too much. Her friend Di said she was depressed. Well, she had a reason to be.